Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:30 British Summer Time. Well, this has been an eventful day in here today. Big story really is Japan. You'll see I posted lots of charts there in the comment of the day from Japan. Down nearly 3%. Big upward, or sorry, big downward dynamic. But close well off the lows. So in the Nikkei, there's support sort of there around 15,000. That's pretty tentative, and it would have to rally from there really to put, restore confidence in the market. Everything is being thrown out of whack because of what's happening on the TSE 2 and the Mothers Index, where you have those massive downward dynamics. They're almost too big, particularly on the Mothers Index. It's fallen, I think, 20 odd percent in 2 days. What that really says, and it's really only trouble with one company, and that sparked off a massive amount of selling in other stocks. But these sort of irregularities are they're not particularly strange in Japan. They do happen, and I'm skeptical as to whether this is going to be the spark for a significant correction. So, but we'll see tomorrow because they did have to close trading about a half an hour before the end of the session today. So, there is still a threat to confidence there, and there has been a bit of contagion across other markets. When you look at Europe, a lot of these markets they gap down today. The OMX, the Swedish market, was about the worst of them. That closed down about 2%, but a lot of the other indices, for example, France, opened down but rallied a bit during the day. So most of the European markets closed off the lows. So loss of confidence there, but it's a bit early to say that we've had a complete reversal of trend, but definitely a rocking of confidence. In the US, the Nasdaq is down about 1.3%. The Dow Jones is down 73, and the S&P down 10. There's no saying where those are going to close. But the most important thing is that the American markets, in particular, are well off those end of December lows, and those really are the touchstone in terms of the uptrend from October. If it can maintain, if the U.S. indices can maintain above those end of December lows, then there's a good chance that the market will continue to roll along as it has been going. If we see a significant break of those, and that would really indicate a real loss of momentum in the US, then that would really be spelling the end of the uptrends for a lot of these other markets. But we're not really quite there yet. Now, this general sell-off has hit pretty much all of the asset classes. So the metals, they sold off in early trading, but right now a lot of those metals have rallied back up, and they're pretty much all up on the day. Copper made a new high. Tin is down right now, but it was up earlier. Zinc up 30, nickel up 150. Nickel had spent most of the day down, has only rallied up in the last hour. Aluminium and lead both up as well. So while the market was in fright, the metals markets are able to rally. There was some CPI data came out earlier on today, and consumer prices were down in the first back sorry, I'm going to read this, back-to-back decline in 2 years. So that has hit the gold price, and gold is currently down about $10, $11, excuse me. There's a bit of support there around the highs at 540, but it's at 543 right now, so the chances of that support being anything other than a little tentative are fairly unlikely, other than the chances of us getting an upward dynamic or this closing well off the lows. Again, the market's not closed yet, so we don't know, but it is looking like gold is under pressure here. Same with silver. Silver's down 20 points at 886 and a half. Palladium is down 11.45 at 273. So, and our platinum is down nearly $20. It's 1920. So quite a bit of selling pressure on the precious metals there. The bonds aren't faring particularly well either, particularly the gilts, which when I came in this morning I was quite amazed because they'd really rallied very significantly and they'd gone over 116, but they're actually, after giving most of that up, they're at 115.57 today. Now that's still maintaining that break above the 115 level, so that's quite positive for gilts, but they do have to maintain that break above 115 to move out of this lateral trading range we've had for the last 6 months. US Treasuries, let me just pull up the chart. US Treasuries are down at the moment, they're down 9, way off the highs. So that's putting a little bit of pressure on those as well. Again, Treasuries are really a trade to try and enter to sell on the rallies. So tomorrow will really tell us more on that front. But I think it's really all down to what Japan does tomorrow, because if Japan steadies up a bit tomorrow, that'll bring a bit of confidence back into the markets. If we see further deterioration in Japan, that is going to put a lot of these other markets under pressure. And because we've had this enormous sea of liquidity, we're seeing gold, the precious metals, stock markets, bonds, all selling off when there's a bit of bad news, and they'll all rise. They've all risen on a sea of liquidity. And if we see the pressure come off, there's a likelihood that they'll start to steady up again. But if we see further panic in some of it, well, particularly in Japan, that is going to spread. Now, another look at oil. Oil is down right now. It had been up in early trading, but there was some inventory data came out, and they reckon that they've got more oil and gasoline in stockpiles than they had anticipated. So, oil is down about 70 cents at 65.60. Natural gas is off quite a bit more. It had been up as high as 9.55, and I was very tempted to buy a little more, but I'm quite glad I didn't because it's down at 8.80 right now. It's down 52 cents. So it's telling us that it's really not quite over for natural gas yet, and I think I'm really going to have to wait it out and wait for some cold weather to hit the US. But there's no sign of that just yet. You'll see that I posted that sugar chart, the particularly the long-term one, in the interesting chart section. That's an amazing chart because it's coming right up to those highs near $16, and we haven't had a single down week since it started accelerating around $8 back in I think it was around June. So that's incredible acceleration, particularly towards the end of this move right now. I would be amazed if it goes very much above 16 without getting some sort of reaction, and there'd probably be quite a significant downward dynamic because this is really becoming quite extended on the upside, overextended on the upside. But because sugar is now being used to create alcohol or I think it's ethanol to power cars and generators with, we might be looking at a re-rating of sugar, so the chances of it coming right back into the base around $8 to $10 are probably unlikely, and probably one to buy once the shooting stops after a reaction. Certainly not a buy right now, but something to keep an eye on for when it does start to come back. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything else you need, or if there's anything that we can add to the chart library to improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact us, and thank you very much for your time.